Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. We've all heard that kids learn languages effortlessly, like sponges, while adults are doomed to struggle. But is that actually true? Today, we are busting this common myth and looking at the incredible, unique advantages you possess as an adult learner. We'll explore how your mature brain can actually fast-track fluency using logic, experience, and the right kind of listening practice. Let's dive in. You've probably heard the common belief that children are like sponges when it comes to learning a new language, while adults are left to struggle through endless grammar charts and vocabulary drills. It's a comforting myth for anyone looking for an excuse to give up, but the science of language acquisition tells a very different story. When we explore how adults learn languages differently than children, we find that being an adult actually comes with a unique set of advantages. We don't need to learn like children to become highly proficient. In fact, trying to mimic a child's learning process might actually hold us back. The main difference lies in how our brains process new information. Children acquire language implicitly, meaning they absorb it naturally from their environment without consciously thinking about the rules. Adults, on the other hand, have highly developed cognitive skills. We can use both implicit acquisition and explicit learning. This means we can understand abstract concepts, recognize patterns, and use logic to make sense of a new language much faster than a child can. While a child might take years of constant exposure to naturally grasp a specific grammatical structure, an adult can often understand the concept in a few minutes of clear explanation. We also have a massive advantage when it comes to vocabulary. As adults, we already have a rich map of the world in our minds. When we learn a new word for a complex idea like sustainability or nostalgia, we don't have to learn what the concept means. We just need to learn the new label for it. Children have to learn the concept and the word at the same time. This existing web of knowledge allows us to make rapid connections and build our vocabulary much faster than we did during our first language acquisition. However, this cognitive strength can sometimes become a trap. Because we're so good at analyzing rules, we often rely too heavily on them. We spend hours memorizing conjugation tables and vocabulary lists, hoping that if we study the rules long enough, we'll eventually be able to speak. But there's a big difference between knowing about a language and actually acquiring it. True language acquisition happens when our brains process messages we understand, a concept known as comprehensible input. To activate our natural acquisition system, we need to shift our focus from studying rules to consuming meaningful, interesting content. This is where listening becomes our most valuable tool. Think of how a child spends the first few years of life simply listening before they ever attempt to speak a full sentence. For adults, listening practice serves as the foundation for everything else. When we listen to a language, we aren't just learning individual words. We're absorbing the rhythm, the intonation, and the natural flow of speech. More importantly, when we listen to real stories and conversations, we connect the language to real-world contexts. We begin to understand how native speakers actually express thoughts, rather than relying on literal, clunky translations from our native tongue. But we can't just listen to anything. If you tune into a fast-paced news broadcast in a language you're just starting to learn, your brain will likely treat it as background noise. For input to be effective, it needs to be comprehensible. You should be able to understand the general gist of what's being said, even if you don't know every single word. This sweet spot of learning keeps us engaged without feeling overwhelmed. It allows us to naturally deduce the meaning of new words from the context, which is exactly how we acquired our native language. As adults, we also have a deep appreciation for the world that children simply haven't developed yet. We don't just want to translate basic sentences. We want to connect with culture, history, and different perspectives. Learning languages through culture makes the entire process far more rewarding. When we listen to stories about regional traditions, daily life, or local folklore, the vocabulary ceases to be a list of words to memorize. Instead, the words become vessels for human connection. This cultural immersion provides the emotional resonance that helps our brains decide that this new language is worth keeping in our long-term memory. To make this work in our busy lives, we need to move away from the high-pressure, school-like mindset of cramming and testing. Instead, we should focus on building sustainable daily habits. A calm, consistent routine is far more powerful than an occasional 3-hour study session. Simply putting on your headphones and listening to a story while making your morning coffee or taking a walk can transform your relationship with the language over time. It's about creating a low-pressure environment where you allow yourself to learn at your own pace without the stress of perfection. This is exactly why we design the Blazing Language podcasts the way we do. We offer calm, slow-paced stories and cultural insights that provide the perfect level of comprehensible input for adult learners. By focusing on fascinating cultural topics rather than dry grammar exercises, we help you acquire the language naturally while enjoying the journey. It's a simple way to bring a little bit of cultural immersion into your daily routine. Whether you are listening on your commute or sitting at a coffee shop with your notebook and headphones. Ultimately, learning a language as an adult isn't about trying to regain the brain of a child. It's about using the powerful, mature mind you have right now. By focusing on rich listening practice, embracing cultural curiosity, and establishing steady, gentle habits, you can acquire a new language in a way that feels natural, sustainable, and deeply fulfilling. Give yourself permission to slow down, listen closely, and enjoy the beauty of the language you're bringing into your life.